Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get right into today's episode. What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're all well. I hope you're having a fantastic week. Now, today's podcast, episode number 36, is all about entrepreneurship. Something which absolutely fascinates me, and for a long while I wouldn't have even classed myself as an entrepreneur, even to the point where I actually went and researched entrepreneur and thought, you know, people were saying that's what I do, that's what I've become. That's also kind of, a lot of people would say, I could see that somewhere where you were going to go anyway, even from a younger age in business. And, you know, I spent quite a bit of time researching it, talking to other people about it, and I was always very, not really wanting to say that that's what I did. But, you know, when you look at a job role as a, you know, for anybody, if you work for a company, you have a job title. And when you're a fitness professional, personal trainer, you do your job based on hours and you get rewarded financially. And then there's something else. There is the type of person that is always trying to be creative, always trying to think of new areas. There are people that don't necessarily conform to, well, that's just the way life is. People that don't really want to conform to, there's only so much that you can make. There's only so much you can do. There are also people that are very, very happy who don't want more. And when you know, one of the big things about entrepreneurship is, you know, the type of person that it is, really. And some people find themselves becoming an entrepreneur. And so I want to just start off with just giving you an insight to what entrepreneurship really is and give you an opportunity if you are working for somebody right now and you may be frustrated where you're at. You may be working for yourself right now and frustrated where you're at. Or you may be at that creative stage and can't really take it to the next level. So I truly believe that this podcast is going to have a massive carryover to anyone who owns their own business, somebody that works for somebody, or somebody that believes they're an entrepreneur, because it's going to give you an opportunity to kind of get clear on what that is. You know, and as I said, it's something that I really struggled to get my head around, that it was what I did. But then when I got clarity on, yes, this is it, this is kind of what I do every day, I became very, very proud to explain to people that I'm a fitness entrepreneur. And so what does that mean? Well, one of the most important things about being an entrepreneur is idea creation. It's looking for areas of growth around subjects, starting something fresh, challenging something that's already been done, but doing it in a different way. An entrepreneur does want to make money. An entrepreneur is independent. And they're also a risk taker. And when you start to see this, somebody that's kind of being innovative, somebody that's not jumping from one thing to the other, but creating frameworks, something which I'll get into in a minute, opportunities for areas to expand and grow. And so I was, you know, very recently speaking to somebody who was frustrated about the environment that they work in, frustrated about the growth of their own business, frustrated at those around them. And I challenged them and I said, well, are you frustrated with your own lack of direction? Because if we are that focused on what we want to achieve and we go out there and create, we come up with ideas, we really don't have the time to worry about what everybody else is doing. But then there's the fear. And there's the fear of something failing, which, to be honest with you, entrepreneurs have at the back of their mind, but they can't be innovative, they can't be creative, they can't come up with solutions and work endless hours if fear is a bigger driver. Entrepreneurs do fail. They fail many times. I'm going to be honest with you right now that as an entrepreneur myself, I've written programs and they've not worked. I've come up with business initiatives. They've not worked. But if I hadn't tried them, I wouldn't have learned something. So entrepreneurs aren't frightened. Entrepreneurs look for business opportunities. They're very, very good at researching areas for potential growth, looking for strengths, weaknesses, any opportunities of any business venture. Entrepreneurs may invest or work alongside people to develop ventures from an investment perspective. And so how does this really relate to the fitness industry? Well, I wanted to stop you for a second and say, you know, do you have a flair inside you for growth? Of course, there may be fear right now, but entrepreneurship speaks to you. It's spoken to me for many, many years. Right back to when I was working in a gym, and I said to myself, I've got my own ideas. I've got my own systems. I need to place that in my own framework and not be constrained to anything else around me so that I had the freedom to grow and develop. But the entrepreneurship is not opening up your gym, your studio, and then sitting on that and that's you done. That's starting a business. So if you've moved from working for somebody to starting a business, and for the 3, 4, 5 years that you've been doing that, it's steadily grown in numbers of sessions, but that's it. It's not entrepreneurial. It's starting a business. From that business, you'll then look for ideas, opportunities. You'll then look for structure and system and frameworks within your business to then come up with new ideas and initiatives. You may use that business as a framework to be even more entrepreneurial, excuse me, to look at different ideas. And so don't think for one second that just owning a business is entrepreneurial. Inside of you is someone that's wanting financial freedom, financial growth, and there's also someone inside of you that's looking to provide solutions and become rewarded for providing solutions to problems that people have, and then you make money from them. And so this research, you know, what is the common problem in the area that I found when I was originally starting my business? It was for high-end professional coaching. And then there was a need for that and an opportunity to build a business from that and then grow from that. But then what was my next opportunity? Moving into the city, creating an opportunity within the city for high-end coaching. But then from that opportunity, realizing that there was an opportunity in the fitness industry to help coaches, actually help coaches with their ability to apply what they know, a problem that wasn't being solved. Building it into a framework, looking at opportunities from that framework to not only increase revenue, but to also solve a problem. So inside you is an entrepreneur. Inside you, potentially, is someone that recognizes that they don't want to conform to what they're doing right now. Inside you is somebody that's creative, but you're not being able to release that creativity. Now, you're either doing that out of fear for not being able to progress financially. Guys, if that's you, you'll never step forward into entrepreneurship. There has been many times, more times, that I've been financially unstable because of my entrepreneurial flair. And more times where even people working for me have been earning more than me. But my entrepreneurial flair is about growth, it's about development, it's about initiative, it's about ideas, to the point where every idea that I created allowed everything to come to fruition. And there were times when things weren't working that I was doing that I had to learn from. And then you hit the things that do work, and then you build your framework on from there. So there's got to be a big element of you, if you have this internal entrepreneurial flair, that accepts some things might not go right. Some of the things that people don't really consider when it comes to entrepreneurism is they look at the excitement and financial successes that it can bring, but it's lonely. It's very, very lonely. The amount of people that think Mark's moved to London, Mark's having a great life in London, but at the same time, Mark sits and still looks at a computer all day. You're creating, you're putting a lot of hours in. You know, being able to move and have a little bit of freedom in your life still doesn't take away from the fact that if you want to grow and be financially independent and have opportunities, that it doesn't mean that you're going to require hours and hours and hours of work. So the idea of somebody saying, right, I'm going to be innovative, I'm going to be creative, I'm going to come up with an idea, provide a solution, and then I'm an entrepreneur is wrong. Entrepreneurs work hard, work very, very hard. Entrepreneurs also are accepting that they need a team around them. They work to build a team and develop a team to take certain job roles off them. Developing a team is not easy. You're going to find as an entrepreneur that you'll take people on, they'll disappoint you, they're not in line with your systems, your thoughts, your ideas, your structures. And you'll have to replace, move, change, get new people. There are going to be failures, so be aware of that. You are going to spend a lot of time on your own. You're going to have to go in search of people who are like-minded on a regular basis. And that may mean traveling to different countries. Your network will be small. The pyramid of life is actually very, very lonely. And when I say at the top, there is no at the top. We're all working hard. But as the pyramid gets steeper, and at the angle gets shorter, there are less people on that pyramid in your world that are entrepreneurial. And in the fitness space, there are less. My network of friends is very, very small, especially in the fitness niche. I've got entrepreneurs in different fields. And remember, guys, don't limit yourself to the world that you're in. Entrepreneurs are in many different fields and can teach us many, many different things. The areas I research now are not necessarily the fitness space. I research a lot of entrepreneurial magazines and reviews and talks and podcasts and interact and call different entrepreneurs and take their advice on different systems and structures that they do. And the funny thing is whilst we're in the fitness industry, the growth that you'll find is being around other entrepreneurs. And if you are looking for that inspiration from trainers around you, coaches around you, you're probably not going to find it, because if you're looking for inspiration from people that aren't entrepreneurial, it's not going to help you grow, it's not going to help you to develop. So, if you're not, remember this, if you're not being creative, if you're just doing the norm, that's not being an entrepreneur. So, look at what you're doing right now and say, like, inside me is there is a burning desire to be independent, to be able to determine your future, determine your own revenue, wealth. You know, you're able as an entrepreneur to write down a particular amount of money that you want to make and then be innovative, creative, come up with ideas, provide solutions to problems to create that financial reward for yourself. Now, some people as entrepreneurs have the highest goal in life to achieve or leave legacies, as I do, and you'll get a financial return from that. But whatever it is, your entrepreneurial flair will drive you to create these opportunities and ideas. And I challenge you right now, if they're not there, if the ideas aren't there, if they're not coming out of yourself, and you think to yourself, I'm destined for greater things, but I'm not creative and I'm not innovative. And also, if you've not got the personality that matches this drive that entrepreneurs have, but that's okay. But one of the things you've got to do is recognize that. Sometimes entrepreneurialism, you know, there are a lot of people that can learn it. And one of the best ways to actually learn to be entrepreneur is decide what you want out of life. Most people don't know. You know, I spend a lot of my time on calls, mentoring trainers all over the world and mentoring young entrepreneurs in different businesses, osteopaths, chiropractors, online coaches, people selling ebooks, digital programs, people doing online training, you know, I've got a dentist that I work with over in Dubai. Different people coming up with different ways of doing things so that they can see growth. So with that, you can learn from different people. And if you think inside of you, do you know what? Being an entrepreneur excites me, but I don't know anything about it. Start to read about it. Start to look at the traits. People that come up with ideas, they look for growth, they look for design, making more money. They start small entrepreneurs, but then they grow. They create, they take risks. Is that you? Are you prepared to do that? Have you identified financially what you want to achieve? And do you think that you've got it inside of you to be able to, you know, entrepreneurs have to move with the times. If their business needs to move to different countries, do different things, they've got to do that. Are you willing to take risks? Are you willing to challenge the norm? And if you are, then entrepreneurship may be the thing that you're looking for. Guys, today's podcast for me really excites me to be able to share this actual subject with you because, you know, in talking to the microphone, I'm able to hopefully impact some of you that are sitting there thinking, you know, what is my next step? Do you know, out of doing 30, 40 hours of personal training a week, you can be an entrepreneur. You can start to delve into every area that makes you skilled at what you do. You can delve into all these areas and start to see if there's a product that you can make out of your talent, out of your passion. And you can start to be more expansive on these ideas. Start to talk to people. You know, I do Skype calls, I mentor trainers, and one of the biggest things that I do is I help take ideas out of people's heads and I help build them into a framework, something I talked about at the beginning of the podcast. Imagine doing what you do for 2, 3, 4, 5 years and going, do you know what? I have got something that the world needs to hear. I've got something that I've realized is a big problem and no one is actually doing it. Imagine if that was taken down out of your head, put on a piece of paper, a framework was built, something that you could see, an empire that you had the opportunity to create, but you're just not doing it right now. Because your brain at the moment with your own low level of entrepreneurial flair, which can be built upon, remember that. At the moment, you can't see it, but it will take an entrepreneur, it will take somebody to get it out for you. And something which I have immense pleasure in doing is helping people find out their why, find out their big idea, bringing that big idea together, and then turning that into their future. Creating something from nothing and allowing somebody on a piece of paper, on a framework, to actually see what that could look like 3, 4, 5 years down the line. And then the excitement every single morning, the buzz, the flair, the thing that gets you out of bed is building that. So if this is you, if you've got an idea, if you are creative, if you feel that you're ready for entrepreneurship, if you feel you're ready to start creating your own independence, determine your future, financial independence, and you've been doing what you're doing for quite a while now, and you're ready for the next step, guys, give me it. Send me a message on Instagram. Jump on a Skype call with me. And I'm happy to just talk you through your big idea and give you an idea of what your framework could look like, your next opportunity. Because I'll tell you what, guys, if we don't explore what's in our heads, we never get a chance to realize the life that we truly deserve. Fears aren't there to hold us back. Fears are there to drive us forward. So take that. Take the podcast today. Listen to it once, twice, three times. I really, really hope it's been of value to you. And I also want to say thank you to each and every one of you who messaged me on Instagram. To each and every one of you that booked on our seminars this year. For investing in us and investing in your future. And as always, guys, please interact with me on Instagram, Insta stories, send me a message. Those of you know, I always message back. I'm very grateful. And I hope each and every single one of you has a fantastic day. Take care, guys.